coming off of Memorial Day weekend, a surprise that today is a Tuesday. But we have surprise guests in studio. We actually get no one's coming. Ladies and gentlemen, the still world record holder for the farthest to ever travel to get to this show. In person, no less. We have Susie. We have Scott from Dublin, Ireland. Ladies, I know, Scott, the Irish accent.
Dublin, Ireland.
Still not Dublin, better. Ireland. It's still not better. Right. We welcome you to it. It's our Irish friends. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey, you just flew in.
We just flew in and waited an hour and a half for our bags because of thunder and lightning.
Oh man,
we were lucky to get in, but yeah.
Yeah, you guys don't do weather good.
You don't do weather.
Yeah, we like it rowdy for some reason.
What is Irish weather? Just rain.
Rain.
Rain. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's the only
we
one you have.
Rain.
We get 2 days sunny here.
In fact, if I ever was going to be a meteorologist, I would just go park it over there in Ireland. I could do the forecast every
rain,
day.
Rain, overcast.
Just one day for the
whole year. Good money if you can get it. I know. Poor Susie's sitting here. We're like, oh, this is such a nice cold front. And she's like, it's a little toasty. Little toasty, what's going on here?
Warm.
Well, I love it. Now, okay, so you got there, you finally got your bags, and you just literally took the car right here.
We did.
We're your first stop yet again.
Always.
Well, no, food.
Oh, food. We didn't
go to one of your sponsors for food, because it's one of your sponsors.
He gets hungry.
So I get hungry, so we went to one of your sponsors for food.
Yeah.
Then slept. And here, you're our first destination.
Wow.
And we got the wrong bus.
Didn't get the wrong bus. I got the right bus. I just went the wrong way.
Wait a minute. That happens.
Did you rent a car? You're driving?
No.
No, God, no.
No, you guys drive on the wrong side of the road.
I want to because I love the trucks here.
We splashed out on a taxi because we're so tired yesterday. Because it's a 9-hour flight. So like we
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So we splashed out in a taxi and halfway down the road, I said to Susie, would you be able to drive around here? And she goes, I have no idea where we're going. So I was like, yeah.
And no one is anyone, neither is anybody else. It's very convenient.
You guys have these big trucks, man. Like, we don't have that many trucks. Like, your Ram trucks, we have like maybe 2 of those in Ireland. You have like 200 and one little Japanese car coming behind it.
I
feel sorry for the guy in the little car because I'd be like, whoa, no.
I know. And they're good commuter vehicles, apparently, because everybody has one.
Everybody has one. Mm-hmm. What do you do with the whole thing in the back? What, you'd like carry like wood and stuff in the trailer?
Everybody that has garden a truck material in Texas is a farmer or rancher.
Not everybody.
No.
Do they all wear suits?
You always say you have a truck.
I've never seen a farmer wear a suit.
I don't. No. How is the Corolla population over there in Ireland? You've dumped them all into the aisle, haven't you?
We're big into the... What's those ones the taxis have?
Hybrid Hyundai.
Prius.
Prius. Well, you got to go big.
Very green.
All right. Here with Susie. Hey, you know what? Susie and Scott, you're probably the only guys, though, that can figure out how to drive a roundabout.
Yeah,
no, that's
area.
Easy.
Yeah,
it's not even a little bit, especially in Weatherford. I see you out there.
What we do in Ireland is we don't indicate. We pick the wrong lane and we just go for it.
Yeah, close your eyes and keep driving.
Yeah, keep going. And if the car is not coming towards you, go faster.
See, there is more that bonds us and is alike than there is differences.
Don't you have the roundabout?
They're so
it
fun.
Is the greatest invention
either that or everyone in Weatherford is actually Irish.
We have about 4 of them.
Whoa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they're all 4 equally hated.
Sure they are. Yeah. We hate them as well.
Okay.
But they are social media stars.
Here with Susie and Scott from Ireland, our Irish fans that listen online and other such ways, because I don't think our signal goes across transcontinental or anything. And you bring gifts this morning.
Yes.
What all do you have?
Let Scott explain.
Okay, so first
of all, if I see one more flute,
I'm shutting the show down. Don't worry, I still have my...
No. And we're going to embargo it.
Yeah, you guys.
And no longer will it go.
Fantastic.
We are trying desperately hard to defeat Doris's reign of being the ghost of when it floats.
Uh-oh. Love you, Doris.
So love you, Doris, but you can't always win, Doris. So we got you some Cadbury's cream eggs. These things come out before Easter in England and Ireland, and they're only a limited run. So once they're sold, they're gone. That's it until next Easter.
Time, yeah.
They're... Mm-hmm. chocolate eggs with gooey stuff inside.
Sure.
I believe Hershey's have something similar here.
Yeah, we do have Cadbury's, but yours actually, I mean, that comes from the UK. Cadbury is a UK company.
It is the main chocolate.
I bet they taste much different.
I might
compare the ingredients to America's.
I got you an 8-pack so you can float two and eat the rest.
That's good. See? You need to test them, especially if it's chocolate.
Hopefully these survive the flight. These are Tato crisps.
Tato crisps.
These are an Irish delicacy of crisp.
Mm. Oh. When
we say two crisp, slices of bread and butter. Potato in between.
Yeah.
Really?
You say chips, we say crisps.
Yes. Okay. Crisps.
And these, listen to that.
So it's a bag of chips. Pardon me.
Crisps. And these are a sandwich.
Mr. Tato, who is a cultural icon in Ireland, and he has his own park.
Mr. Tato.
Yeah. Mr.
You
Tato.
Guys have Disneyland, we have Tato Park.
Tato
Park. No kidding.
You have a theme park based on Mr. Tato.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I bet he's a distant. I bet he's an Irish cousin of Mr. Potato. I bet it runs in the family.
Well, he might be.
Boy, you guys love potatoes.
We do.
No. Let's not get to the famine. That's the only reason half of our people are here.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
little head thingy. I don't know what you call it. What you call it?
Headband.
We got a headband with a little clover.
Green bow headband.
Some more Ireland t-shirts that aren't made in Ireland.
Oh, this will be my second Irish t-shirt.
So you can fight over who gets
those. I think one of them is actually a St. Patrick's Day one as well.
I'm wearing the other one I have right now.
I love it. A gigantic look of the Irish badge.
Y'all went all out.
Of course.
You went to Irish Party City.
We're trying to give Doris a challenge.
And then they paid to bring it over here.
Oh, yes. Mini pints of Guinness.
Oh, chocolate.
We have chocolate mini pints of Guinness. Well, whether these float or not, I have no idea. These are designed solely for tourists.
They ain't making it to the tank.
That is so cute.
They're solely for tourists. We don't buy these. We've never eaten these. We don't even know what they look like after we went to a tourist shop.
They're awfully cute.
I love the anarchy.
We also got you some Guinness fudge and a lovely retro Guinness tin.
Guinness fudge.
Mm. Yes, we're not trying to advertise Guinness.
I like the tin.
It's like Irish Christmas.
More challenge for Doris. These are Emerald's original chocolate caramels. These things are absolutely gorgeous.
There is a lot of chocolate in here.
These are lovely.
I love the differences in food between countries. Because it's like bizarro world for you and us.
We're sweeter.
Yeah, well.
You guys put salt in your chocolate. I had a Hershey's bar and I was like, hang on, why is there salt in this?
It's the roundabouts. You have this.
I swear, your back teeth would be in pain for half an hour after eating one of these. That's how much sugar's in these.
Sugar and potatoes.
You actually do look like that when you buy into them.
Okay.
There is a yellow goose. Mm-hmm.
How much were the tariffs on all of these?
Oh, well, I have to talk to you about tariffs.
All right, here we go.
We have decided because it seems anybody can make up a tariff these days. We have decided to impose a country music tariff on you.
Yeah.
The home of real country.
That last Tracy Byrd song, that cost extra. But you know what? We're going to foot the bill.
No, we're going to eat it. We decided to be fair. We won't charge you for yodeling because the yodeling country songs don't come from Ireland. We won't charge you for anything with a steel guitar because that's from Hawaii. That's Hawaiian.
I checked.
Tim McGraw is part Irish, so we won't charge you for him.
Okay.
He's a good deal.
Brad Paisley's got some Irish blood. We won't charge for him. We would like to talk to King George, if we can.
Yeah.
Queen Dolly, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Princess, what's her name? Lainey? Princess Lainey.
Lainey Wilson.
We'd like to talk to Lainey Wilson. Mm-hmm. Right. But we could have a sit down with these people and discuss about them paying us back for the heritage that they stole from us. Technically, it's our music.
Yeah.
All right.
Careful. ICE is probably listening, guys. But they will pay for your trip back.
Oh, there you go. It's a bargain at any price.
But no. See, technically, I worked out that from reading like a couple of cowboy books that the Irish like walked around with the cows when they were taking them across the country and sang songs and them stopping stampeding.
This is true.
And that was where I caught Irish music came over. We brought the fiddle.
See?
Mm-hmm. And the flute.
Yes.
That's right.
Which we still have it. Which you don't use in country music for a reason.
Yeah, don't worry.
There is more that bonds us
and
separates us.
We would like to also maybe challenge somebody to make a company called MCIA. It's Make Country Irish Again.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, I'm going to send the roundabouts back with you.
Yeah.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, our great friends from Ireland. Traveled the longest distance still across the pond. Susie and Scott, bless you guys. Oh, I love it.
It's you and me with KB and Heather Lee.